This demanding new year was hardly out of the blocks before a teasing challenge came my way from a comparative newcomer to Norfolk. He quit the London rat race for a more civilised way of life in the late 1990s and clearly nurses no regrets over such a bold decision. His intriguing request set me musing on how to justify claims for Norfolk to be awarded a Capital of Culture accolade. He asked for a handy alphabet to show old friends still living and working in the capital when they asked for proof of glowing credentials. He stipulated I should employ a mixture of our dialect, folklore and humour in compiling this homely ABC as a useful crash course for newcomers and visitors and a timely reminder to gnarled natives and forgetful locals never to take exceptional qualities for granted. Our precious brand of culture has been subjected to countless influences in recent times, not least by the number of lucky people who ignored lurid stories about the road to nowhere and moved to live among us. Sadly, it has been impossible to ignore the mummer's net brigades continuing to make a complete mockery of the Norfolk accent in drama productions on television and radio. For some, clipped tones heard in Burnham Upmarket and other fashionable fleshpots making up the glossy magazine's invention of Chelsea on Sea are hardly representative of the true Norfolk image or sound. Perhaps we need a new label for what's on offer in posh and largely colonised coastal stretches where money and celebrity status talks. I offer horticulture for this fast-blossoming movement. To help reinforce the county's firm commitment to do different, despite pressures towards dull uniformity, here is a handy ABC to help spread the true Norfolk gospel among those who would doubt or deny the right of a reputation for cultural excellence. A. All the way to Swaffham to do a day's trotion for nothing. Norfolk people's favourite caricature of their own dialect, delivered in an exaggerated drawl. B. Bred and born. Norfolk purists insist this is the proper order as they correct those who talk of being born and bred in these parts. C. Coypew, beaver-like rodent introduced from South America for its fur, eradicated after a long campaign, a clear warning to anyone or anything tempted into gnawing away at Norfolk's spirit of independence. D. Dinger the Lug, customary punishment for a naughty boy and a clip round the ear never did anybody any harm. E. Ain't that a rummun, how allers pick a wet day to rain? Typical understatement as holidaymakers get soaked. F. Fair to middling. Stock response to inquiries about the state of health. G. Get late earlier. The nights are pulling in. H. Haysborough. Probably the county's most mispronounced location. I. Iceni. They set a useful example when it came to dealing with invading Romans. Queen Boadicea invented the wheelie bin with knives. J. Jargon. What healthy Norfolk people do before breakfast, they go jargon. K. Knockin' and toppin'. Futility rite invented by the sugar beet workers to renew vows with Mother Earth. L. Load of old squit. Delivered with colour and relish, a precious local commodity. M. Mardling. Gossiping, Norfolk's main leisurely pastime. N. No talking and have your symptoms ready. A notice in a doctor's surgery. O. Old Year's Night. Trendy version is New Year's Eve. P. Pucketery. Muddle and confusion. Q. Quidnam, one of the only two places in the county starting with that letter. Look for the other not far from Wells. R. Rafty old weather. Wet and windy. Bit on the wild side. S. Something's going about. Norfolk's most common ailment, often shared liberally. T. That'll earn you. Serves you right, my good man. Let's hope the lesson has gone home. U. Understrand. One of the several lost villages along the Norfolk coast. This one must have been located between Overstrand and Sidestrand. V. Vacagees. Wartime evacuees. Also, wackagees. Many words beginning with V take a W start in Norfolk dialect. Warmits, whittles and willages among them. W. Waistcoat or waistcoat. Some Norfolk fashion experts claim the garment was named after playwright Arne Waistcoat, who put the county on an international stage with Roots. X. X marks a spot where Norfolk patriots vote to do their own thing. Y. You can always tell a Norfolk man, but you can't tell him very much. A fervent line newcomers and visitors would do well to take to heart. Z. Exactly. Norfolk for exactly. That's exactly right, we should finish here.